Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klal Nuntes, and we're learning Siman Vav. Now the Chayadim introduces another consideration which would mitigate the concern of Shini Makom. And that's the concept of called Roma Makomo. That if you can see the original place where he was eating, it's not really a change. And this means even though he did not have Das to change, and we said when a person doesn't have Das, going from one room to the next is considered Shini Makom. Again, that there are certain circumstances which we say nowadays we assume a person is there, it's normal for him to go from place to place. So within a person's own house, going from room to room is considered normal. I do want to point out the example which we gave yesterday of the apartment, going from the apartment into the hallway, which we said is considered, if it's a area which is miyuchad for that apartment, the back of the building, the stairwell under the top, they're on the only tenant on the top floor, it's considered mecheder lecheder, but there's no das. We can't say a person normally walks out into his hallway middle of his eating, so that we can't, unless a person would have explicit das to do that, would be mecheder lecheder. But what about the fact that you could see from the hallway back into where you were eating, or you see from one room back into another room, in a case where you don't have das? So the Chayyadim says, Dafilu, nearly, Dafilu holach lepesach chatzeret, kolshkein mecheder lecheder. Even if he went to the Pesach chatzeret, which means he stepped out of his house, and kolshkein mecheder lecheder, which is inside the house, but yocholiris shom makarmai harishin, he can still see his first place. Afilu enu roya alemixis makarmai, derech pesach oicholoin. He can only see part of the original place where he was sitting. And he can't see it directly. He sees it through a doorway or through a window. Even though he had no intent originally to move to such a place. So you cannot address this under the rules of Das. But since it's visible from place A to place B, it's not called a different place. It's the same place still. Because there's a vision which allows us to see from one area to the other. Now, mipina labina, within the same room, we said even if you can't see, it's acceptable because it's intrinsically one room. But here, even though it's intrinsically two different rooms, but by the fact that you can, there's a shared sight line that combines them into one unit. Now, this is not mentioned explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus Shini Makom in Siman Kufay and Ches, but the Shulchan Aruch does mention such an opinion in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara in Psachim ties together the halachas of Kiddush B'Makom Suda and the halachas of Shini Makom for eating and saying a bracha, new bracha Rishona, etc. And the more it ties the two together, the more in Psachim in the last parak, there's a halacha that the person has to say the Kiddush in the place where he's having his meal. So what about a scenario where he said the Kiddush in place A, he did not eat there, and he sits down to eat in place B? Is that called Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Is it the same place? So the Mora equates the definition of place for Kiddush B'Makom Suda and the definition of place for the purposes of Shini Makom for Bracha Rishona, the Mora equates it to. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch does bring an opinion which says that a person can be Ro'o Makomo, he can see his original place. It's not considered a Shini Makom. So the Chayyadim extrapolates from there to here. And then he says, I have a source for this in the Gemara in Zvachim. We find that the concept that Roa defines a definition of place. Where do we find such a concept? We find that we know in the parshas of the Mishkan that there were certain kibonos could be eaten in all of the Machli Yisrael. Kachim, Kalim, are eaten in Machli Yisrael, Shlomim, Torah, Pesach, Bechor, are eaten throughout Yerushalayim, which is equivalent of the Machna Yisrael in the Midbar, but not beyond that. So a person cannot take the Korban Shlomim beyond the walls of Yerushalayim. What about when the Mishkan was in Shiloh? So you do not have the Machna Yisrael, didn't have the Golem around, situation around it. You don't have walls around it. There was no walls around Mishkan Shiloh. So the Mishnah says that Mishkan Shiloh, Kachim Kalim, could be eaten. The less stringent types of karbonos can be eaten b'chol aroa, any place which is they could see the Mishkan from. So a person was standing maybe hundreds of feet away, but he could still see the Mishkan. That's considered he's in the area of the Mishkan. So that's considered the makom of the Mishkan. And the Gemara there says, in conjunction with that, even though he cannot see the full Mishkan, but he can see part of the Mishkan, that's sufficient. And the Gemara even has a question, maybe, let's say, if he's standing up, he could see the Mishkan. When he's seated, he can't see the Mishkan. Is that acceptable for Kachim Kalim or not? So the Gemara presents that question. So Chayadim says, I would feel for the purposes of these halachas of Sheni Malkum, that would be sufficient, even though the Gemara is not clear about it, regards to the halach of eating their karbonos. It's a suffix in the Gemara, but regards to the halachas of brachas, we would rely, that's still considered the same Malkum. So we see this idea that if you can see within a certain area, it's all considered that place. So that's the source of this concept. I do want to point out that there are some Acharim who disagree with this, but the Mishnah Berurah follows the opinion. This is supported by the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Chayyadim. And therefore, the concept of Roya is a valid definition of Malkum. Have a good day.